Let's learn about the laws, not the laws, let's learn about the Yoni Bar Mitzvah. This week's parasha, in this week's parasha it says, Vayigdalu hana adam, vayi esav ish yiriyat sayid, ish sadeh, v'yakov ish tam yoshev oyholim. Chazal learned that this is one of the mekoros of Bar Mitzvah. There are a few different allusions to Bar Mitzvah in the Torah, and this happens to be one of them. Vayigdalu hana adam, Rashi there says that when they were kitanim, no one really knew their nature. When they were before Bar Mitzvah, no one really knew. They looked the same, but when they became adults, then it was nikar, it was noticeable their nature of who they really were. Esav was an ish tzayid, ish sodeh, and Yaakov was an ish tam yoshev aholim. And in fact, this is, you know, what we want to talk about is the need of having a su'udas Bar Mitzvah. We all know. When a boy becomes Bar Mitzvah, there is an inyan, there is a halacha that you're supposed to have a su'udah, and the su'udah is a su'udas mitzvah. Ad kedei kach, that this is one of the two exceptions for an ovel. Halacha l'maisa, there are different opinions on that. Everything, of course, in avelus, but halacha l'maisa is very, very common that an ovel is instructed not to attend any su'udah whatsoever. Any type of meal outside of his home, even a simcha, for example, sheva brachas, a wedding, is off limits. A pinyon abed is off limits. A kiddush on Shabbos is off limits. There are many different. So then they're of a person. If this is where you daven on Shabbos every Shabbos, they make a kiddush on shuls, then you're allowed to attend. There are many, but generally the custom is that an ovel does not attend any simcha whatsoever, any certainly not a sudas reus. And not even a sudas mitzvah. There are two exceptions. One exception is a siyam masechta. An ovel is allowed to attend a siyam masechta. Number two, an ovel is allowed to attend a bar mitzvah. And that is a very interesting. I mean, this also
says so.
Yes, that's also.
It doesn't say a bar mitzvah though.
It's bar mitzvah. It says.
I mean, that's what I remember learning.
Pinyin Aben. I saw this is a whole shayla about Pinyin Aben.
Okay,
there are different opinions.
I know.
So I think, but the bar mitzvah, there's no question. Bar mitzvah is very, very common, and bar mitzvah is permitted. Mm-hmm. And the reason, the question is why? What is it about a sudas bar mitzvah that makes it unique amongst all other sudas mitzvah?
Even with music.
Is you know the people the partita they're not supposed to go up and dance and become lebedik, but as long as the music is like background music. So they don't have to leave. But not a wedding, an ovel is not in laws of avelus all minhagim. But generally, many poskim the run of the mill is that a bar mitzvah is permitted. Now what is it about a bar mitzvah that makes a bar mitzvah in a category by itself? The Marshal says, live it comes to Marshal. The Marshal says that there's no greater sudas mitzvah than a bar mitzvah. Bar mitzvah is considered to be the ultimate su'udas mitzvah. And that's why it's an exception and it has chashivas. Oh, so let's explain. Okay, let's first explain. First of all,
even more than a chuppah?
Yes, much more than a chuppah. A chasa, an ovel is not the custom. It's not a matter of halacha. It's nothing in the avel is halacha. But an ovel is not allowed to go to a wedding, generally speaking. No, nothing. Even the chuppah. The chas, an ovel is not allowed to go to a wedding. Even the suda for sure not. And even the chuppah, I don't think they're really allowed to go to the chuppah. Today, everyone is very lenient. And they pop in, you know, they come to wish mazel tov, you don't go.
The loophole is they give them a job to do.
Yeah,
there's all these legal loopholes, what to do. I know there's a lot of chidushim, what to do. But generally speaking, the more correct thing is for an ovel not to go to a wedding. But a bar mitzvah is permitted. The Marshal says there is no greater sudas mitzvah than a bar mitzvah. What is unique about a bar mitzvah that changes the dynamics? There are many ideas. One of the ideas is when you go to a wedding, what is the sudas mitzvah all about? The sudas mitzvah is because you're celebrating the fact that a mitzvah is taking place. What is the mitzvah? Marriage. mitzvah, tzachana, to have children. Let's not get now into the nitty-gritty of what exactly the marriage, what exactly is the mitzvah of getting married. But there's a mitzvah of priya revia, priya revu, l'sheves loy bohu yatzara, l'sheves yatzara. Okay, so... Okay. There is a mitzvah of there is a mitzvah. There is some element of a mitzvah when you go by a wedding. So what are you celebrating? You're celebrating the mitzvah. You're celebrating now mitzvahs. There's a halacha. Mitzvahs lav lechonos nitnu. Mitzvahs are not meant to derive pleasure from. Go to Pidyon HaBen. What are you celebrating? There's a suda. What are you celebrating? The mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. Every firstborn child has to be redeemed. So the Su'udah is here to celebrate the mitzvah. Mitzvahs, lav, lehonos, then we have a principle that the mitzvah is something which is spiritual, and something which is spiritual is not meant to be, you don't really have pleasure from it. Another example, let's say you go to... That's an exception. That is an exception to the rule. Child's wedding, you're not going for yourself, you're going for your child. That's an exception to the rule. That we're talking about going to a neighbor or someone that's not your child. Generally speaking, to go to the Suda is forbidden because you're coming to celebrate a mitzvah. A mitzvah is lav lechonis ninu. So in essence, really, even though it's called the Suda's mitzvah, the pleasure you're having does not relate to a mitzvah. It relates to a davar chol. Oh, what are you talking about? It's a Suda's mitzvah. Yeah, it's a Suda's mitzvah. It's a Suda to celebrate the fulfillment of a specific mitzvah, And a mitzvah, we have to understand that when you come down to the very, very end of the day, a mitzvah is not something that we take pleasure in. Therefore, when you go to an oval, goes to one of these celebrations, he's really enjoying a sudas reus. It's a little bit strange. It's a sudas mitzvah, but there's really no such thing. It's a make-believe sudas mitzvah. What he's saying over here is that basically every time you go to a sudas mitzvah, it's really make-believe. Let's take another example. Let's say make a sudah. What would be another example of a sudas mitzvah? Bris milah. Bris milah. Very simple. You go to a bris milah. Bris milah. What are you celebrating by the sudah? Come to the meal. They put out bagels and lox, cream cheese, and all the good food. What is this all about here? Make a bracha. What's the bracha? This bagel is here to celebrate the fulfillment of a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Bris milah. Vayomol Avraham ben Shmonas Yomim Yimol Kol Besar Olasai. Oh, a mitzvah! So to celebrate the fulfillment of the mitzvah, we're going to have bagels. Wedding, it's a mitzvah. Pidyon HaBen is a mitzvah. What other examples? What are the mitzvahs?
Can come to the bris itself?
On an Ovel, oh yes, an Ovel can come, I believe so. The Ovel can come, Kabbalah, yes.
To the Pidyon HaBen ceremony? Or
yes,
that's
during the meal. Now, I didn't prepare the laws of Avelos. The laws of Avelos are very complex. There are many minhagim. There are different opinions on everything about Avelos. There are different minhagim, different opinions, different communities. Generally speaking, an Ovel does not go to a bris. An Ovel does not go to, as far as I know, I'm basically saying otherwise, but generally does not go. But Pidyon HaBen.
Suda is the mitzvah.
Okay, that's a chiddush.
Suda is not the mitzvah.
Okay, I hear. Okay. There could be the different customs. I could be the different
that's
customs.
Exactly, I mean, that's what
okay,
it says.
Okay, fine. Know, okay, it could be. I'm not familiar with that. It could be. It could very well be.
The Suda itself is the mitzvah.
So let's think. What other Suda mitzvah do we have? Any other examples? We have Pidyon HaBen. What? Pidyon HaBen. No, not a sim. Again, a sim. Put us on a sim. We have a bris milah. A wedding, a Pidyon HaBen, certainly Shev Brachas is part of a wedding. Let's leave with those three for right now. A Sudas Hoidah is not necessarily a Sudas Mitzvah. A Sudas Hoidah is just you come together. You have to be celebrating. What about Chanukah? Chanukah. That's also because that's not a real mitzvah. Ksiva, oh, very good. Okay, very good. Ksiva Sefer Torah. There's a mitzvah deraisa to write a Sefer Torah, and you make a suda celebration for the Ksiva Sefer Torah. Achnosa Sefer Torah. You have a suda. So what are you celebrating? You're celebrating the fulfillment of the mitzvah of writing the Sefer Torah. So let's think about this. The mitzvah itself is something the writing of the Sefer Torah, there's a principle, mitzvos lav lehonos nidnu. If a person steals a lulav and esrog, you steal it, highway robbery, with weapons, you steal a lulav and an esrog, and you shake the lulav and the esrog. Are you yoytzei the mitzvah? Yes. Is it a good thing? Could you make a bracha? No. It's a mitzvah habo ba'avera. It's a mitzvah habo ba'avera. And if you make the bracha, it's a bracha levatola. The only way you did the mitzvah was by doing a terrible avera. But you can't say you're not yoytzei the mitzvah, because mitzvah is lav lehonos nidnu. It's not considered I've gained anything from you, because you didn't give me, in order to be chayef gezel, I have to have taken something away from you. I didn't take anything away from you. I did not derive any pleasure. Because a mitzvah, by definition, in this world, mitzvah is lav lehonos nidnu. It's not considered I derived pleasure, forbidden pleasure, because I didn't take anything away from you. Now, there's another principle called mitzvah haba ba'avera. Okay, that's a separate topic, but the mitzvah itself, you yoytze.
The mitzvah is accompanied by a simcha.
Right, so whenever you have a su'uda to accompany a mitzvah, the su'uda is in honor of the fulfillment of a mitzvah. Therefore, if the mitzvah itself is not tangible, is not something that you can put your finger on, because you can't to say there is a real pleasure in that mitzvah, then the su'uda theoretically cannot be better than that. It cannot be better. Therefore, an ovel who comes to participate in a meal, there's a general rule, an ovel is not allowed to go to a su'udas reyos, friendship. You don't go sit around every Thursday night, we play cards. We come Thursday night, and we sit around together, and we eat, and we drink, and we play a game, we play Monopoly, we play poker, whatever you go do. It is categorically forbidden for an ovel to participate in the su'udas reyos, a meal of friendship. He's in a state of mourning. It's not respectful for the person who's passed away, for him to come and get together with friends and have a good time. It takes his mind off the avelus of what he should be thinking about, and it's not the proper thing to do. Oh, but I'm going to a mitzvah. I'm going to su'uda of a bris milah. I'm not coming over here. Okay, that's also right. It's also so what exactly is this? So it's Yom Tov. It's a su'udas Yom. So what exactly is the su'udan Yom Tov? You're celebrating the Yom Tov. Okay, Enechanami, all these cases are very, you have to analyze every single, I want to just present a certain Yisoy, the Chiddush. So when you go to, okay, so that gets into Shabbos and Yom Tov. I don't know all the halachos of Avelos, to analyze them in detail, but let's just focus on for right now these few that we do have: a bris milah, a wedding, let's say a chnasa sefer Torah. So you'll say that I can go to. No, that's what we're coming to. That's the whole goal. We're trying over here to explain the goal. That's the whole topic. The goal: why is bar mitzvah different? So when you go, let's say, to a sud of a chnasa sefer Torah, a sud of a wedding, a sud of a bris milah. So what's the problem of an ovel? We're just using an ovel as an example. An ovel is not allowed to attend a su'udas reyos, a su'uda of friendship, because it takes his mind off the avelos. So you would argue, if I'm not going to a su'udas reyos, I'm going to a su'udas mitzvah, this is a religious event. So I'm focusing on religion. Religion is a wonderful thing. It's going to be a zuchus for the person who passed away. That now by me doing a mitzvah, doing Hashem's desire, bringing more kavod shemaim in this world, this in fact will be a merit for the person who died. No, it's not. You know why? It's very bizarre. Even though you think that you're going to a su'udas mitzvah, we call it a su'udas mitzvah. You went to a bris milah. A bris milah was done, a wonderful mitzvah. And now we're celebrating, excuse me, even though, yes, in halacha, it's called a su'udas mitzvah. And in halacha, you don't say tachnun. And halacha, it's such a su'udas mitzvah, even on a day of a tainis, the avi haben, the moyel, and the sandik can eat under certain conditions. But the truth is, for an ovel, we have a different standard. We have a higher standard. Ovel, you're going to have a good meal with friends. What are you eating? What's the food all about? The food is celebrating the mitzvah. The mitzvah is something that's not tangible. Mitzvahs lav lehonos nidnu. So the food that cannot be better, cannot be considered a mitzvah, the food cannot be considered a mitzvah more than the mitzvah itself. If the food is only in celebration of the mitzvah, and the mitzvah, there is a principle called mitzvah, slav lechones nidnu, the food also is considered not to be a spiritual pleasure. So if you take that away, what are you doing? You're sitting around the table with a couple of guys, making jokes, having a good time, and you're enjoying yourself, and you're being meisiach daitoi from your avelus. Oh, but for them it's a sudas mitzvah. They're not saying tachnun. They got dressed in their Shabbos clothing. Good for them. For you, we have a higher standard. You have to answer the question. This is a very basic question. Why is an oval not allowed to go to a sudas mitzvah? He may not go to a wedding, may not go to a bris milah, may not go to a chnosa sefer Torah. Why not? This is religion. There's a higher standard for you. And the higher standard says, the lumbness of the higher standard is mitzvah slav lehonos nidnu. Mitzvah slav lehonos nidnu. Therefore, the suda cannot be better than the mitzvah. So if it's not called, if the mitzvah is intangible, then the suda is not tangible. It's not. It doesn't get the status of a mitzvah. And therefore, what are you doing in that? You're just sitting around with friends having a good time. Shouldn't you be in mourning over the loss of a relative? Terrible. What are you doing over here? Now, this may be hard to digest. Let's look why bar mitzvah now. Let's look now. No, you're not. You're not. You're not allowed to have a good time. An avel is not allowed to have a good time. He has to think about the avelus. So let's now maybe appreciate, but compare it to a bar mitzvah. When you go to a bar mitzvah, what are you celebrating? What are you celebrating by a bar mitzvah? There's no mitzvah. Every time you go to a sudas mitzvah, you're celebrating a specific mitzvah. There are taryag mitzvahs. Today, there was a bris milah. We're celebrating the fulfillment of this bris milah. There's a mitzvah of kesiva sefer Torah. We're celebrating. There's a mitzvah of having children. We're celebrating this. Maybe pidyon haben. You're celebrating a specific mitzvah. A bar mitzvah boy is not celebrating any bar mitzvah, any mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah.
Now,
Mitzvah of Yosef. Oh, it's a whole different concept. We are acknowledging.
Rav Yosef of the Gemara says that now that he found out.
Asuma is chayiv in the mitzvahs. I'm going to make a celebration. Exactly. What is he celebrating? That he's a Mitzvah v'Yosef. There's no mitzvah to celebrate. You're celebrating the fact that you are now a bar chiyuva. Now, let's give an example. There's a very famous halacha. There's a machlokes, what is the proper way to conduct yourself on the shalosh regalim? Is it proper to spend the entire day eating and drinking? Is it proper to spend the entire day immersed in learning and fasting and davening? What's the proper way? It's a machlokes in the Gemara. One man says it's yomtif, Hashanah, yomtif. The whole day you should sit and learn, you should fast. Every single day you should fast and become close. It's a spiritual day, a moed. You meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dirshu Hashem b'motzoi, Hashem is near you, you should immerse yourself in spirituality. Ein achinami. Some hold that's the proper way to do things. Some say no. You're supposed to be ma'ale the gashmias, enjoy. The time of Yom Tov, it's a Yom Tov. It's a time to celebrate, spend the whole day party, 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 party. So what do? Chatzi lochem, chatzi l'Hashem. But what do Chazal say? There's one Yom Tov that's an exception. And that there's no machlekes. Bi'atzeres, kuli alma moide debi'inon nami lochem. D'yoyim shenitne boitoyra. On atzeres, on Shavuos, everyone agrees a person has to enjoy himself. You're not allowed to sit and learn the whole day and daven the entire day. There has to be a time during the day on Shavuos where you enjoy Gashmias. Why? It's the day when Klal Yisrael became Mitzuveh V'Oiseh. The Gemara here reveals All the other Moadim, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin, Pesach, Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim, we're focusing on something very, very specific. Leman Tizkor Es Yoyim Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. It's a mitzvah. The whole Yom Tov of Pesach is all really, it's a one big Sudas Mitzvah to celebrate a specific mitzvah. Sukkis Anani HaKovod. You're focusing on mitzvahs. You're focusing on a zecher. Shavuos, there's no zecher. Shavuos is a day to commemorate. Today, I have become, and there are different elements of Shavuos also, but there's a major element of Shavuos today. I'm not commemorating any specific mitzvah. It's not like a cheftza. There's no cheftza that I have fulfilled this mitzvah. It's today I have become a person who has an obligation to do all of the mitzvahs. And Chazal said, on a day when you, the person, have an obligation, that triggers a demand that you live, that you enjoy yourself. Be'atzeres kulei alma moidi debi'inan nami lochem. Now that has to be understood why that is so. But let's not delve into that. But the fact is that on the day when you achieve a new status, that demands that you enjoy yourself. If I'm a new status, my bones, my flesh, must rejoice in the world of Gashmias. A bar mitzvah boy is be'etzem matan Torah. Every bar mitzvah boy, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he is not celebrating any mitzvah. There is no mitzvah that is being celebrated by a sudas mitzvah bar mitzvah. A bar mitzvah, the sudas bar mitzvah is unique to every single type of Sudi ever go to, in that he's celebrating his status, not a mitzvah. And when you celebrate a status, just like on Shavuos, there's a halacha, the Be'atzeres kuli alma moed debina nami lochem. So the bar mitzvah boy needs lochem. Therefore, the food that they serve by a bar mitzvah, it has a mamoshus of sanctity, of spirituality. So in Avel is just not allowed to detract himself for mundane activities. You can't, it's not logical. The Torah is going to go tell an Avel, you can't do mitzvahs. The whole day you just sit and think about the dead. Ridiculous. The Avel, adarabah, the more mitzvahs he does, the better. So why can't I go to a wedding? I want to go to a wedding. I'm celebrating life, marriage, Pru-revu. It's not a celebration. On your standards, this is not a mitzvah. This is not a celebration. They're celebrating a mitzvah. The mitzvah itself has no mamashos. So the meal can't be better. The food that you're going to eat can't be better than the mitzvah itself. Mitzvah is lavli hanes nitnu. The food's also lavli. But for them it's lehanes nitnu. They're potter from Tachman. You're on a higher standard. And therefore, when Chazal look at you, they see you by a wedding, you know what they see? They see, for you personally, it's a sudas reyos. It's a meal of jokes and friendship and happiness, and you're distracting yourself from the avelos. Because it can't be better than the mitzvah. If the bris itself is lavli chonis nidnu, how could the food be better? But a bar mitzvah, the food that you eat, it's shirayim from the bar mitzvah boy. The bar mitzvah boy is not celebrating a mitzvah. If he was celebrating a mitzvah, then mitzvah v'honis nindu. He's celebrating a state of being. He's in a new state of being. Bring me a makar for this. Matan Torah. Matan Be'atzeres on Shavuos Kul Yalma Bina Nami Lachem. We've changed our state of being, and that demands a celebration of the guf. That's a bar mitzvah. And therefore, when an Ovel goes to a bar mitzvah, the food itself has spiritual sanctity, and that's never called a distraction from Avelus. Yeah.
Can't we say by bar mitzvah, the gabba one person, there's a bigger simcha. That be a bar mitzvah has a simcha that he is part of the oisher shel zeh. So for him, it's a bigger, I don't know, bar mitzvah.
So you're trying to change that the simcha is for the father. It's not for the bar mitzvah boy. I have this Paris Eliezer. He has a 100 different things. He does touch upon that, but that's a very difficult thing to say.
Okay.
Because when you go to bar mitzvah, the pashto says it's the simcha is the bar mitzvah boy. The father, yashar koyach, 13 years. You pay tuition. you work very hard for 13 years. It's definitely true. Baruch Shepotrani, you know, he makes the bracha. Most people make it without Shema Malchus. Baruch Shepotrani, Me'oin Shoshal Zed, he has a tremendous achrais. And now you're trying to say the whole Suda's Bar Mitzvah is that Baruch Shepotrani, Me'oin Shoshal Zed. Which means one of two things. Either it means that until this point in time, any avera that the father does, the child is punished, whatever that means. Or just the opposite, that any avera that the child does, the father is punished. So now, good riddance. Now we can sever the cord. I'm not you responsible for yourself. I for myself. That's cause for celebration. And l'may nafkamina. Let's say there is no father, or let's say the father's out of town. So then there's no bar mitzvah. If the whole sudas mitzvah, then an avil can't come to a bar mitzvah if the father of the child is not present. We never heard such a thing. The ikar is it's an idea. There is definitely an idea of celebration, but the ikar celebration is really for the child. Look today, every time you go to a wedding today, so there's different circles.
Okay, if I can, maybe another interesting approach that's helpful to this is, the famous Gemara talks about when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. So he had 14 days, 7 days and 7 days. That year, on Yom Kippur, they ate on Yom Kippur.
And Yom Kippur.
So the Gemara asks, why did they eat on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says,
Kal v'chomer.
It was because of a yayin.
Okay. So
maybe that's, maybe you could put that into the equation too. So here, so eating there is like part of the mitzvah.
Okay,
maybe
I hear.
Maybe because of the status
changed Klal Yisrael. You have to go through the whole details. You're saying an idea. It definitely has to be discussed why they were able to eat. Why Yom Kippur? Okay, so this is an isolated idea. It's a very interesting idea to appreciate the difference between a bar mitzvah and every other Sudas Mitzvah. Every other Sudas Mitzvah that we enjoy, it is a meal to celebrate the fulfillment of a concept.
But is that still really? A novel goes to a bar mitzvah?
Yes, absolutely. And a seam also.
Just the air, he has to walk out by the music.
I asked Rybelski this. Rybelski told me he doesn't. Okay. Different. Everything about Avelos is there are many. I guess.
Like a bo ba yo,
Avelos, he said. He told me the music. The ikar is the ikar is the suda, and the suda is allowed to go. This music. So the music is a toffel. It's a toffel to the music. He shouldn't get up and dance. He shouldn't get too excited, and he shouldn't have kavanah to be nene. But if you're allowed to go to the bar mitzvah, like in Echlami, I in Pum, there are many different poskim, everyone, there are many different opinions.
Also,
by
bar mitzvah, it's when the day they darsh, if he's able to stop building.
Okay, that's another story. So we're talking about he make right. He doesn't have to darsh.
What I'm saying is,
if it's not bo bayom, then it becomes a sudas mitzvah. Okay, that's a different sugya. We're talking now over here on the day that he actually changes status, bo bayom. Let's say it's very common, you go to a Seudas Bar Mitzvah and it's not Bo Bayom. Is it called a Seudas Mitzvah? So he's not changing status. According to the Yamshel Shlomo, it makes a lot of sense. He's not changing status. He already changed status from becoming a Bar Chayuva. It's not that he becomes Bar Chayuva. So the halacha, I think it's the Ramah brings it down, is that there's a condition. If the bar mitzvah boy is doyresh, then it changes the status into a sudas mitzvah. a celebration that's in honor of a bar mitzvah that's not on the day of his bar mitzvah, bo bayom, it only if the boy darshins does it then become a sudas mitzvah. The only other time you have something like this is Chanukah. Chanukah, you make a party on Chanukah, you don't you have this shiwas v'sishpachas. If you have a suda on Chanukah, it is not a sudas mitzvah. But if you sing shiros v'sishpachos, then you can turn a meal on Chanukah into a sudas mitzvah through the shiros v'sishpachos. Some want to learn that a bar mitzvah, they're a different type, that it's not the same level. A bar mitzvah that's not bo bayom, even when the bar mitzvah boy darshins, it becomes similar to what Rabbi Nolman was trying to say, then the suda b'ikar is a suda of chinuch. Okay, I can't remember all the different achroinim who talk about this. There's a big, very, very big debate when the bar mitzvah is not bo bayom. The bar mitzvah is not happening on the day of the bar mitzvah itself. It's happening a week later. I even saw this summer. I saw when the boy became bar mitzvah in the middle of the summer. Everyone is away. So they made the bar mitzvah after the summer. Big, big bar mitzvah after the summer. Is it called the Sudas bar mitzvah? Well, of course, if you darshan. Question though is halacha why nafkamina? I don't know. There must be an nafkamina halacha. Does it have the same exact status, the same intensity when it's not bo bayom, even though the boy is darshaning? So he writes over here from one of some of the achrayim, learning over from the Paradise Eliezer. And he cites achronim that say that it's not the same, even when you darshan. And he explains that when you darshan, it turns into a mitzvah of chinuch. You ever hear such a thing? Such a chiddush? You would think that when you go to an upsharon, when you cut off the kid's hair, is that a sudas mitzvah? Definitely not, as far as I know. What are you doing there at the when the kid's 3 years old and you cut off his hair?
Haircuts.
You're giving me a haircut, and you're giving him a lollipop. And what are you making? You're wasting everyone's time to come to this whatever you want to call it. What are you doing? What you make? He has pay. Making pay is he's not chayven pay. He's now he's not a bar chayuva. Oh, chinuch. That's the key word. Chinuch. Another time. So that's a big machlokes. Rav Moshe, basically, we once had a whole show on this. Rav Moshe holds a bas mitzvah is literally 0, 0, 0. He was dead against it. Rav Avadi Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, to the other extreme, held the world of it. He mamish held bas mitzvah, kodesh kadoshim. I don't know about Lubavitch. I know that Rav Moshe 0. Rav Moshe really, really downgrades the bas mitzvah, and Rav Avadi Yosef held. It's a davar choshev. I think King Kamad says.
Be sameach with a mitzvah meal for a boy.
So we explain. Okay, that's another sugya. Another sugya of a bas mitzvah. But let's focus now on right now. Let's focus on this one prat. What is the difference between a su'udas bar mitzvah bo bayom and a su'udas bar mitzvah that's not bo bayom, but the bocha habar mitzvah darshins? That's what it says in Shulchan and the Ramah. If you have a bar mitzvah bo bayom, it's the day, it's the birthday of the boy. Even if the boy doesn't say one word, automatically the meal is called a su'udas mitzvah, and an ovel can come. Why? So we explain, because the bar mitzvah boy's status has changed. And Mordechai explained, changed from a person who's not a bar chayuva to a bar chayuva. It's like Matan Torah. And everyone participates in this wonderful event. But if it's not bo bayom, he has not changed state. He already changed state a couple of days ago, a week ago, a month ago, whatever it was. So just because they make a party in his honor, and he says chidush Torah, why does that make it into a sudas mitzvah? So the answer is, you're right. It's not a bar mitzvah. It's a celebration of the mitzvah of chinuch. Of what's the pasuk? The pasuk in chinuch. There's a pasuk. No, it's not in the Torah. What? No, the pasuk in the Hiltum of Chanoich lanar al pi darkoi. That's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of chinuch. The whole shalom achlegis rishonim is a mitzvah of chinuch. Deraisa midrabanan. It's a big shayla if it's deraisa rabanan. But basically, it is a mitzvah of celebrations. What some of the achrayim say, you can't say that it's a bar mitzvah. You cannot say that a bar mitzvah that's not bo ba yom is automatically a sudas mitzvah. You can't say that. Because why? What are you celebrating? To make something into a sudas mitzvah. Where's the mitzvah? Where? Bris Mila, it's a sudas mitzvah. Acknowledged. A wedding is a sudas mitzvah. A pidyon haben is a sudas mitzvah. A ksiva sefer Torah. Hachnosa sefer Torah is a sudas mitzvah. Where's the mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to write a sefer Torah. A mitzvah bris Mila. A mitzvah to get married. A mitzvah pidyon haben. Gesunde hate. You make a siyum, you know, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah. Where's the mitzvah? Boy becomes bar mitzvah. What mitzvah? Where does it say in the Torah that you're supposed to do a mitzvah, the boy did a mitzvah? There is no mitzvah. He came a bar chiyuva. Oh, he came bar chiyuva. So bo bayom, he became a bar chiyuva. A week later, he didn't today become bar chiyuva. What are you talking? What are you making a party? It's not, he didn't become bar chiyuva. In honor. It's not bo bayom. You just can't go do that. The halach has limit. Learn. Enochinami. You know what you're doing? When you make a, what?
Boy bayom, that would be a big problem because I'm
13
years old on Tuesday.
I'm sorry.
Next time they call me on Thursday
on to
the Torah. So
you never. The calendar date, when the chiyuv mitzvah is, when is the bar mitzvah boy obligated to put on tefillin? When is he obligated to keep Shabbos? When is he obligated? Every stir tayag mitzvahs. Until a boy is 13 years old and one day, he has no obligation to wear tefillin, no obligation to observe Shabbos, no obligation to eat kosher food. When he becomes 13 years old and one day, today, he has an obligation to do all 613 mitzvahs. So his state has changed. And the Marshal says, there's no greater sudas mitzvah than this. A change of state is equivalent to matan Torah. So if it's not bo bayom, what are you talking about? It didn't happen today. So you want to say, you're making a party in honor of that change of state. So the Ramah says, he brings a tshuva, maybe a tshuva Rashba. Yeah, but because it's not bo bayom, it's a shtickle shvach, so you have to darshan. So what does darshaning really do? What? So there's nothing you can do about it. So we don't live in a perfect world. So the kid was born on a tainis, and so it's bar mitzvah. So then they're in a chenami. So what are you going to do? So there's no suda celebration. You can't. What can you do about it? What are you going to do about it? So we have a backup. The backup is that you go do it not bo bayom, and the boy darshens. But it's a shocking chiddush to say, and some say, is if it's not bo bayom and the boy is going to darshen, it's not the same. It is a suudas mitzvah of a mitzvah chinuch. You have transformed a bar mitzvah. There are two mini bar mitzvahs. There's a bar mitzvah celebration where you're celebrating a change in status. And then there's a bar mitzvah celebration of chinuch, that this boy now is going to go in the ways of Torah. The father had an obligation for 13 years to train him. And this, the culmination of succeeding in chanoich lanar al pi darkoi, and to prove that the chanoich lanar al pi darkoi has been a success, the boy is going to darshan. The boy cannot possibly say over divrei Torah and talk about the mitzvahs that he's obligated to do unless the parents properly trained him. So that's why he needs to speak. He needs to demonstrate that he has been trained in the ways of Torah to do the ways of Torah. There's a need for the boy to demonstrate. Why? Because you're no longer celebrating your change in status. You're celebrating the fact of chinuch. It is a celebration of chinuch. Could you imagine the chiddush? Two different types of bar mitzvahs. Bo bayom, you're celebrating a change of status. If it's not bo bayom, you're celebrating the mitzvah of chinuch habonim. And the demonstration that the chinuch habonim has been done is the fact that the boy demonstrates that he's going to go in the derech haTorah by speaking about the mitzvahs of the Torah. That's a tremendous chiddush. Okay, go to another idea. Third idea.
Well, before I just wanted to mention something. In Rav Villa's shul, Rav Villa's atzal, There was a famous case, but a good friend of mine is no longer here, unfortunately. But anyway, he was a novel, and there was a kiddush downstairs. You know, if you're familiar with those shuls. The shul was upstairs. Downstairs, there usually is a lot. There's a hall, they have the kiddush and other things picking up. And anyway, there was a kiddush after shul. So anyway, the oval asked Rav Miller Zatzal, can I go to the kiddush downstairs? So Rav Miller replied, go with an aleph, meaning no. But I heard the distinction between whether, if you're going downstairs, you're going to the Sefer.
You're going, or you're already there.
But if you're already there.
Avelus for Hesia.
Yeah, ain't avelus for Shabbos.
There are many minhagim.
So if you're in the same floor and the Kiddush is coming to you,
right.
Then maybe then you're not to be Pirish.
If you're in the same floor and they have they set the Kiddush in front of you, then to walk out would be avelus for Hesia. But if you have to go downstairs or certainly go to another shul, that already is really going a little bit too far.
Right.
You know, there are other people there. Avelos, these things, everyone has their own rough, and there are many different opinions.
I don't remember what the kiddush was for after that.
All right, now let's go to another idea. Simple question, very simple question. Why is it that by a wedding, the minhag klal Yisrael is that a chassan kal, they fast the day before the wedding? The day of the wedding, in fact. They fast the day of the wedding until the chuppah. They're supposed to fast. In Echlami, Rav Chaim, one of his chidushim, Rav Chaim held that no one follows this, is that by a wedding, when they daven mincha by a wedding, you should say tachna.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see that? It's referish in the book.
Right. Yeah.
The simcha begins after the chuppah. When the chuppah begins, that's the kabbalas panim, and writing the tenoyim is not a reason not to say tachlan. So when they daven at a wedding, a mincha, whether before they begin the od yeshama or after, Rav Chaim Paskin, he says, you mechuyiv to say tachlan. Why don't you say tachlan? Of course you should say tachlan. The zman that the chasen kala have the status of chasen kala is when they go to the chuppah. I've never seen, and not only do we don't do that, if there's a chasen in shul, if there's a chasen in shul in the morning you don't say tachman. Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer, who's very against that, he says you should say tachman, and by the chasen's tish you say tachman. You've never seen this happen. In any event, the day that a chasen kala gets married, there's a minu kadmon for the chasen and kala to fast. Why are they fasting? So you'll tell me all the Kabbalistic reasons. Nechilas Avonos, it's Yom Kippur, Mochalas, this week's Parsha, Mochalas, that when Yitzchak got married, he was 40 years old. It says he married Mochalas, why should Mochalas, Hashem forgave him. Esav, when Esav got married, why did he marry this Hashem forgave him? So Yom Nechilas Avonos, it's Yom Kippur, so you fast. Okay, that's one answer, 100%. Torah is Kodesh, that's one very popular answer. There's another answer, mitzvah, it's a mitzvah chaviva. It's a very precious mitzvah. Person to get married, pre-urvia, le'toyu baro, le'sheves yatzara. The chavivus of the mitzvah demands a person be in a frame of mind. And being in the proper frame of mind means don't be distracted by food. Food is the ultimate distraction. I know firsthand, if you have a shiur, you're giving a shiur, and on the table you put peanuts, on the table, the shiur is over. You cannot compete with peanuts, with raisins, dried raisins, because when the person's little in the Gemara, should I eat the peanut? Should I not eat the peanut? Should I eat the raisin, not the raisin? You want to eat, there's a whole day to eat. You can eat the whole day nonstop. When you come to the shiur, no food. Food is a distraction. It destroys your ability to absorb what is being said. I, for the life of me, do not understand all of these onegs where they have food and they have a shir. If you have the food first and then they have the shir, it's a disaster because everyone falls asleep. Once you eat, that's not a shir. They're doing a mitzvah. That's not a shir. You go to a shir. To me, it's mind-boggling, these things of having food and a shir at the same time. I really don't understand how this works, because if you have the food before, it puts everyone to sleep. If you have the food after, everyone everyone is no, finish the shir, we want to go eat. And if you have the food in the middle of the shir, while the shir, then it's not a shir. Then it's just I don't know what it is. It's not a shir. So to me, listen, I'm from the Das Yoch. I don't get it. I know firsthand. I used to give a shir, and it was never any food, and it was good.
People wouldn't come to the shir.
It was very good. And then when they started having food on the table, the shir that was the beginning of the end of the shir. And I learned. I couldn't say anything because I wasn't the balabaster. But I learned my lesson. And I saw firsthand. Until we had when there was no food, it was a shir. The day that they started putting food on the table, little simple things, little chocolate things, little chocolate things here and there. The day they started putting food on the table, that was the end of the shir. But anyway, then, why is it? So why does Nechassan Kal eat? So I said, Yoy Mechila Savoynais. That's probably the Iker Pshat. It's like Yom Kippur for them. Or other Alderch, the most Pshat reason. The extreme 180 degrees from the Kabbalah reason of Yom Mechilas Avonos is they shouldn't be drunk when they say Haram Mekudeshes. It shouldn't be Kedushay Tos. The Chassan shouldn't say later on, I never married her, I was drunk, I was stone drunk. Shikrusa Shaloit. When I said to this woman, Haram Mekudeshes, what normal man would say to this woman, Haram Mekudeshes? I was stone drunk. Shikrusa Shaloit. So, sir, did you fast? The minig Yisrael is to fast. The reason why you fast is you should know what you're doing when you get married, and you shouldn't come along later on and say that you were drunk. That's pshat. And then in between, you have another 100 perushim as chavivus hamitzvah.
A mentally unstable person can't get married?
No.
Yes and no. It depends how mentally unstable he is. I know the big shaila is, can he get divorced?
Right.
That's the bigger shaila.
No, but it depends on what the status of the marriage was in the first place.
So we have to assume the worst. You have to assume that when he got married there, he was normal. He was married. I know that Rybelski, I remember the Rybelski once, he went to the Menachem Oval, so on. He had no shaychus to this person. No real shaychus to this family. And he went very, traveled very, very far to the Menachem Oval, and he spent a lot of time with the Avelim. And like Rybelski's time was very precious. Every second was calculated. He was so busy. I think it was even years later. The reason came out why he went. He traveled so far and he sat there for a very long time. One of the Avelim was in the process of getting divorced, and the Avel was not mentally stable. One of the Avelim was not mentally stable, and he would give the divorce, and there would be a whole chashash. Maybe, you know, if he's a shaita, he's not mentally stable, then divorce is not a valid divorce. I know another story like this, a terrible story. And he went there to check him out. He went there, the Avel had no idea, that he was being sniffed, that he was being checked out. Rybelski came, he sat there, was talking to the Avel, that the person that was, you know, the question was, talking to him to assess la halacha if he's a shayda, so that he can free an aguna. Because otherwise, I mean, this is not so uncommon. It's a terrible, terrible tzara. There are people, Rahman al-Islam, that are not well, who really, unfortunately, a coma is a different story. That's mamish, there's an aguna mamish. But there are stories, Rahman al-Litzlan, healthy people, Rahman al-Litzlan, something happens to them, and, you know, with all the medication, there's a whole big question if they're a bardas. And they're married to a normal, healthy woman, and it's no one's fault, it's whatever the matzav is, and there's a whole shayla. Is the get a kosher get? They have to be a bardas. And they need, and they're, you know, there are different paiskim, different, and okay, so there is, I don't know how we get into that, there is a meaning with that. But let's go back to that. So yeah, a chos and kala, when they get married, there's a minig Yisrael fast. Mechilas Avonos. They should be able to bardas. They should know exactly what they're doing. Chavivos ha-mitzvah. Chavivos ha-mitzvah. You want chavivos, so therefore you don't, no distractions. When there's too much food on the table, the chosin's going to be thinking about the food. He's not going to be paying attention, even if you're not fasting. This food is a distraction. No eating. Okay, so there are exceptions. There are not every Rosh Chodesh. There are Rosh Chodesh you la Chodesh Av you la. No one gets anyone married in Chodesh Av, but Chodesh Av you la to fast. Chodesh Nisan you la to fast. Nadav Aviu died in Chodesh Nisan. So there are poskim that say that Chasan Kal is allowed to fast on Chodesh Nisan. Some hold yes, some not. Today bechlal a lot of poskim.
We're looking for a
tenor of one of these. Right. Whatever. Look, for a tenor, that's right. A lot of places consider today Chosan Kal should not face more than half a day.
Really?
Yeah, there are a lot of... Yesh v'yesh. Everyone is different. Every bachur gets around, has his Rosh Shiva, has their minhag, whatever it is. How come you never heard of a bar mitzvah boy fasting on his bar mitzvah? It would be the ideal time to fast. Here he is. There's a stira to what I just told you before, right? That the yom shnit n'torah, on the day when the Torah, I told you before, that the day of a bar mitzvah is Kabbalah Satorah. And kuli alma moidim debe atzeres bein anami lochem. I just have to tell you, everyone agrees on the day of matan Torah, atzeres, when the Kabbalah Torah, when your status changes from ain a mitzvah yoyse to a mitzvah yoyse, you have to have lochem. So bar mitzvah, so you have to have lochem. Ain a chinami. Ayin ponim l'toira. That's a drush. Put that aside for the moment. Put that aside. Let's look at it from a different perspective. Today is simone milsa. Today he becomes the bar chiyuva. He has a whole life ahead of him. Nisyoino is galore. Who knows what's coming down in his lifetime? Today is the first day when he's mitzuveh v'yoyseh. Get off to a good start. You only have one chance to make a good impression. You need siyata d'shmaya. If a chosen kala fast, b'yom chupasoy, kol shekein, a bar mitzvah boy, the day is nichnas l'ol ha-mitzvahs, don't you think he should fast? And don't say, oh, he's too little to fast. Don't worry, he fasted when he was 11 years old, he fasted, he did just fine. If he wants to fast, if the rule be you fast, he can fast just fine. He'll eat a good.
Only a half fast from the morning.
What? From the morning, right? I only mean from the morning. If the halacha was that he had a fast, don't worry, they wouldn't be calling atzala for him. He would fast ganz fine. You have the exceptions, okay? There are exceptions. How come you never heard this should be an inyan for a bar mitzvah boy to fast? Again, put aside the batzeres, hakol moedim the batzeres, be'ina namil. Put that aside. Let's look at it from a different perspective. Ma the chosen kala. They're fasting because, you know, it's a yom kodosh, and I know all the different reasons. You give a whole host of reasons. You think of them on your own. So a bar mitzvah boy, you know what today is? You nichnas l'ol ha-mitzvahs. Today's your first day. The first time you have to daven shach, you have to say kriya shema, you have to do this. Don't you think maybe you know, at least from the morning, okay, you're not going to go tell him this 24 hours.
There are a lot of brachas he can make when he eats.
But l'chora, the mila of putting yourself in the frame of mind of not eating would overweigh. Everything in life is a trade-off. You never heard. What?
Simcha of Kabbalah.
This is a tough question. Tough question, and there's no really tough answer. This is one answer.
Rabbi Yosef found out that he was
mitzvah Yosef. I know. I told you put aside.
Maybe he should have declared the fast day for everybody.
Yeah. Okay, I told you.
He made a simcha.
I told about Atzeres, Matan Torah, about Atzeres, Kuli Alma Bein Debin Modin Debin Nami Lochem. Okay, there's a way to. So how come you never heard this?
Well, Mr. Boy has nothing to atone for.
I told you there are many reasons. It's not mechilas avoinos. It's to be in a chavivos, to be not distracted. There are many. We said before, the day of a wedding, there are many, many reasons why you fast. One of the many reasons because of mechilas avoinos. That's one of many reasons. But there are many other reasons why chasan kala fast. One of them is not to be distracted. When you think about food the whole day. Food is a distraction. Food is
a... When you're fasting.
What?
If they're not eating this.
There are other reasons. Why is there no such thing? This is a very tough question. This is a very tough question. You've never ever heard any bar mitzvah boy, have a hava amina to fast. So there is no answer to this question other than just this, the reason I'm asking this question is not because I have an answer, but it's because it's for ulterior motives. What do I mean? What was our question? It's really, really the other way around. Why does a Chosan Kalah fast? Let's look at it from that perspective. Obviously, it's such a holy day for the boy, and changing status from being not mitzuvios to mitzuvios demands you eat, you celebrate, right? Obviously, you never heard of such a thing. It's because the joy of eating overrides all these other lamnasha reasons of not. If that's the case, so chosan kala should be the same. Chosan kala, it's a tremendous simcha for them. They're getting married today. Let's say you have a 12 o'clock wedding. You have an afternoon wedding during the, today is a yom simcha. Why are you fasting today? Chos and Kala getting married today. It's Yom Simchas Liboy. You're fasting. So look at it the other way around. Obviously, we're not going to be able to go from Chos and Kala. I know. We said that. But this. We said we gave a very lengthy hakdama. There are many, many reasons why Chosan Kalah fasts. One of them happens to be Mechilas Avinus. That's one of many reasons. Put that aside. There are other reasons why you fast. The question is, so we tried very hard to go against the grain. And if Chosan Kalah fasts, so let the Bar Mitzvah boy fast. Okay, we've tried very hard to do that. And obviously we lost because the Yom Simcha of changing your status of going from Eina Mitzuv Yoyis to Mitzuv Yoyis, obviously, Puk Hazi Ma'amadvar is stronger. That's the way it is. You've never heard your whole life telling a Bar Mitzvah boy, you know what today is? You'd be better fast. A good simon. You never heard this. Okay, so we lost. If you can't beat him, join him. So now, let's go the other way around. What do you say? You want to end now?
No, we have six till six.
The question is if you want, so go the other way around. Go then if you don't want to eat, so chasan kala. So they also it's yom simchas liboy, of yom chasunas of yom simchas liboy. So the answer is, chasan kala. When they get married, it's not about themselves. It's about someone else. Chosan gets married in the Ksuba, it says, Va'ano eflach v'oiker v'ezoin v'afarnes yisichi lichi. Marriage is achrayis to somebody else. The Kala, when she gets married, a Kala has many obligations to her husband. That overrides the simcha of Yom Simchas of Yom Simchas Liboy. A Bar Mitzvah boy has no responsibility to anyone but himself and Hashem. And, you know, Ben Mechaveroi. So the Bar Mitzvah boy falls back on the default. A Bar Mitzvah boy, the default of a Bar Mitzvah boy is, I've changed status of an Eina Mitzvah V'yoysa to a Mitzvah V'yoysa. Wow. What a simcha. That's the ikar, there's no need to fast. A chosan kala really should be osur to fast. But because the nature of chosan kala is achrayos to somebody else, who says I will have siyata d'shmaya in this world to do my duty, my achrayos to my partner? That overrides and indeed it is a good thing for them as a healthy attitude in entering into this marriage that they should fast. Okay, am I being clear? Okay. All right, Rabbi Sait, we'll stop here.